The blonde brick Malalu Methodist Church, built 1921 on the corner of 9th and H Streets in Fort Smith's historic Black District, until last week towered over the neighborhood's sprawling bungalows and lawns. Likely thousands of baptisms, weddings, and funerals took place there until the congregation could no longer manage upkeep. They eventually sold off fixtures and stained glass windows and built a new smaller church down the street. And the city took possession of the old structure in 2000. City planners hope to turn the crumbling 6,400-square-foot building into a multicultural center, but couldn't raise the necessary money. A private foundation was also established 4 years ago to help save it. The vacant church continued to stand through all this, despite being covered now by heavy tangles of vine and trees sprouting through a broken roof. But several weeks ago, the building started to buckle. That's when the city, by emergency order, began to demolish it last week. Wally Bailey is director of development services for the city of Fort Smith.
The roof was beginning to collapse on the building, and because of the roof collapse, it was beginning to cause a couple of the exterior walls to buckle, and part of the one eventually fell. And it was just a very dangerous situation. I had to order the streets closed because of the danger of the building falling, and there's a house very close and danger of it falling on that house. So we had to act quickly for public safety purposes.
The once beautiful English Revival Church was named after a 19th century Methodist bishop. The Malalu Church was worthy of a place on the National Register of Historic Places, but could not be cited because its original fixtures had been removed. Still, the city's working to save the facade's two towers and entrance.
The south, what we're calling the south facade, we're attempting to preserve the south facade through the demolition process. And then we will, once the demolition cleanup is complete, with exception of the south facade, we have another contractor will be mobilized to start a stabilization and a minimal amount of restoration and a stabilization process.
After the city came to possess it, it eventually advertised the property as surplus and invited bids. Fort Smith native Monty Wilson and project partner Scott Hathaway were the only ones to come forward. They bid $1. Wilson set up a tax-exempt Howard Foundation 4 years ago to raise money to build a state-of-the-art enrichment center inside the renovated church, accumulating $300,000, including in-kind gifts. And just when time was running out, UA Fort Smith Chancellor Paul Barron stepped forward last May. He'd been discreetly talking with potential donors to help build an academic center of excellence for at-risk neighborhood children on the Malalu site. But in order to do so, the city would have to pay for partial demolition. The recent building collapse quickened the process. Monty Wilson.
We are going to be able to, it seems so far, that unless something happens, that we'll be able to save a significant portion of the church. And it has been designed to where the new academics, the Malalu Academic Centers of Excellence, will be built right behind that structure. So it's turning out to be fairly exciting to make sure we achieve what we set out to. It's just, only difference is we didn't save the entire structure, but we saved a significant portion of it.
Monty Wilson, who is CEO of Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Lafayette, Louisiana, maintains a deep family stake in the community. The academic center, he said, will help local elementary and middle school kids achieve success and track them towards college. A local library branch may also be constructed on site. The demolition is estimated to take 2 to 3 months, and reuse of building materials is not possible. Wally Bailey.
Well, there's a good bit of it has to go to the landfill because the building was very unsafe, and because of that, there was some asbestos in the building. There's a lot of material that just cannot be determined that it was contaminated. So because of the method that has to be used to remove the contaminated material, a lot of it's going to the landfill. Now, but we are trying to save a lot of brick that can be used for repairs to the south facade, which includes two tower structures. There's a lot of masonry repair work that needs to be done there, and we've also had a request to use some of the brick in a sidewalk. is for a church. So we're attempting to reuse some of the brick, but that's about all we can salvage out of it.
And despite best efforts to save city taxpayers' money, Fort Smith is footing the bill on this one.
We're paying for it out of our general fund. I mean, that's where the money has to come from, out of our reserves, out of our general fund. And it is the demolition. Going into it, the demolition is $189,000. Because it was so many unknowns and trying to preserve the facade, we're hoping that we're going to be at, or we're hoping we might even be below that number, but that's where we're at right now. And then we are, for the stabilization and the preservation of the facade, it'll cost about $135,000. And again, until we really can, the contractor can really get in there and get a good close look at the inside of the facade, we don't know exactly, but that's a pretty good guesstimate on what that will cost.
Controlled Environmental Solutions was hired to do the demo work. Restoration contractors, Crawford Construction. Bids were waived because of the exceptional circumstances. Wally Bailey says the distressed, abandoned church has gotten so much attention over the years because it's really significant to the Black community.
It's been something that's been in the African-American community in the neighborhood there for a number of years. And because of that, they many of the individuals remember that church from their grandparents and their parents and themselves going to church there and going to other events perhaps there, and you know the memories of that, and it has a special place in their hearts and in their memories, and so they've had they hate to see it go.
Fort Smith still owns the property, but city directors over the next several months will consider disposition. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.